I'm here with SpinQuest, where you can play and win from the comfort of your own home with hundreds of slot games and all of the table games you love with real cash prizes. Right now, $30 coin packs are on sale for $10 for new users. It's all at SpinQuest.com. That's SPINQUEST.com.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
Coda has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across Central Ohio. Starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the east and north sides, including the Easton and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal, Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at coda.com/service changes. That's coda.com/service changes.
SpinQuest Social Casino. It's Thanksgiving time. The turkey's hot and the family's loud. Instead of football, play a different game on your phone. Live dealer blackjack, craps, and slots. Play anytime, anywhere. SpinQuest.com. This Thanksgiving, gobble up a $30 coin pack for just $10. Come play today.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
Coda has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across Central Ohio. Starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the east and north sides, including the Easton and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal, Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at coda.com/service changes. That's coda.com/service changes.
This is Hidden Killers with Tony Bruschi. Here now, Tony Bruschi.
I want to talk about a perspective in the Adelson case that doesn't often get a lot of attention. Dan Markells, the victim in all of this. What was life like for him leading up to his demise? What was he going through? What was his truth? What was it like being the former son-in-law of Donna Adelson? That's what we're going to examine here. And I'd love to get your feedback and your thoughts in the comments section on YouTube. Imagine waking up every morning knowing that the people trying to destroy you are the same ones who claim to love your children. Think about that for a second. That is a reality a lot of parents face, especially after divorce. Especially when you're dealing with narcissists. That was Dan Markell's reality. This wasn't just a divorce. This was a war fought in smiles, emails, banana bread, and whispered phone calls. The kind where the battle lines aren't drawn in courtrooms, but in living rooms and car rides, in bedtime stories where one parent quietly poisons the image of the other. Dan Markell was a man who believed in rules, in the idea that justice, logic, and morality could actually mean something in real life. But when it came to the Adelson family, none of that mattered or applied. Donna Adelson, the matriarch, didn't play by rules. She wrote them or ignored them when it suited her. Her vision for her family wasn't based on truth. It was based on control, image, status, appearances. Those were her gods. And when her daughter Wendy's marriage began to fracture, Donna saw Dan not as a human being, not as the father of her grandchildren, but as an obstacle. Dan was, by all accounts, a deeply thoughtful man. He wasn't perfect. Few are in divorce. But he had one thing Donna never could: moral clarity. He believed that boundaries mattered. He believed that emotional manipulation was poison. And he saw the Adelsons for what they were: charming on the surface, coercive underneath. And when the marriage ended, that clarity became his compass. Because what started as marital tension quickly evolved into something darker, a sustained campaign to make Dan disappear from his own children's lives. Let's go back to the heart of the custody dispute. Wendy wanted to move to Miami. That's where Donna and Harvey lived. That's where her brother Charlie, the dentist, had built his empire of arrogance. The Adelsons believed that proximity equaled control, that if they could bring Wendy and the boys closer, they could finally shut Dan out. Dan said no. He didn't just say no because of logistics. He said no because he saw what that environment would do to his children. He saw the overbearing grandmother who undermined every decision. He saw the manipulative family system that rewarded compliance and punished independence. He saw the subtle grooming of his son's emotions, the gentle suggestions that daddy's being unfair, or we'd all be happier in Miami. He knew what that was. It was indoctrination. The slow erosion of a child's sense of truth. In one of her emails, Donna actually referred to Wendy as being stuck in Tallahassee, calling her a hostage. That word alone tells you everything about her psychology. In Donna's mind, her daughter wasn't living a life. She was imprisoned by a man who had dared to hold boundaries. To someone like Donna, that's intolerable. And so the fantasy began. The narrative of rescue, of saving Wendy and the grandchildren from the evil of the ex-husband. Dan understood what that meant. He knew how entitlement turns dangerous when it feels cornered. He knew he was being painted as the villain in their family story, and he tried through legal channels to stop it. He went to court. He asked for fairness. He fought against relocation. And every step of the way, he stayed grounded in what mattered most, keeping his children away from that toxic ecosystem. To the Adelsons, that was betrayal. To Dan, it was love. When you read through the court documents, you can almost feel the frustration in his filings. The tone of a man who's trying to reason with people who don't operate on reason. It's like arguing morality with a con artist. He wasn't fighting for control. He was fighting for their future. He knew that if those boys grew up under Donna's roof, they'd inherit more than money. They'd inherit a moral code that said, if you want something badly enough, you can bend reality until you get it. And that's exactly what happened to him. Dan was not just a legal scholar. He was a student of human behavior, and he saw through the facade. He recognized the classic narcissistic dynamic, the victim narrative, the martyrdom, the way the Adelsons turned every action into a justification for their control. When Donna sent those hostage emails, Dan understood their subtext. That she didn't just want Wendy free from him. She wanted Wendy back under her command. And that's what made his refusal to allow relocation such a threat. It wasn't about geography. It was about power. Dan's no was the first time anyone in that family had been told they couldn't have what they wanted. And narcissistic families don't forgive that. That's why he became the enemy. That's why they needed him gone. But before that ultimate decision, before the unspeakable, Dan lived for years in a state of quiet torment. Imagine co-parenting under siege, your ex's mother calling the shots, your own children returning home with distorted stories, every move analyzed and criticized by people who fundamentally despised you. That's what emotional terrorism looks like. It's not always loud. It's not always violent. It's the constant erosion of safety, death by psychological paper cut after psychological paper cut. And Dan bore it all quietly, believing that if he just kept standing on principle, the system would eventually protect him. But the system didn't. At least not soon enough. He tried to do everything the right way. No backdoor deals, no emotional manipulation, no secret threats. He trusted that justice would work. He was wrong. because justice doesn't exist in the hearts of people like the Adelsons. It's a foreign language they've never learned. Donna, by all accounts, was relentless. She made her daughter's divorce her personal crusade, and Charlie, the dentist who liked to play mob boss, saw it as a problem to solve. Wendy, trapped in the middle, played her part, sometimes the innocent daughter, sometimes the reluctant co-conspirator, but by then the machinery was already moving. Dan's efforts to protect his sons were read not as love, but as defiance. And in that family, defiance gets punished. Let's be clear. Dan didn't hate Wendy. He didn't want to cut her out of the children's lives. What he wanted was balance. A world where his boys could see two parents modeling boundaries, accountability, and respect. But he knew what they were up against. He knew Donna's brand of love. The kind that says, I'll do anything for my family, but leaves out the fine print, even if it destroyed someone else's. And that's the tragedy, because in the end, Dan's greatest fear that his children would be consumed by that moral vacuum came true in a way he never could have imagined. When you look back, you can see the pattern forming, the tension, the entitlement, the refusal to accept limits. Donna couldn't tolerate losing control. Charlie couldn't stand losing status, and Wendy couldn't bear the discomfort of living between truth and family loyalty. Dan saw it all, and he fought it, not with rage, but with principle. He filed motions, he appealed rulings, he tried to enforce normal visitation schedules, he didn't play games, he stayed rooted in what was right. That's what ultimately made him dangerous. Not violent, not unstable, but righteous. Because when you're dealing with narcissists, nothing enrages them more than someone who won't play by their script. Dan refused to be the villain they'd written for him. He wouldn't lose his temper. He wouldn't collapse. He wouldn't surrender. He believed that truth would protect him. And that's the cruel irony. Truth doesn't protect you from people who don't believe in it. By the time July 18th, 2014 rolled around, the trap had already been set. And what's chilling is how much of this was foreshadowed. In Donna's own words, in her resentment, in the way the family framed Dan as an obstacle. This wasn't spontaneous rage. This was emotional rot fermented over years. And if Dan could see what's happened since, the arrests, the confessions, the endless unraveling of lies, he'd recognize it instantly, because it's the same moral pattern he spent his life studying, how entitlement, when left unchecked, metastasizes into evil. Dan's fight was never about revenge. It was about saving two boys from growing up inside a system that confuses love with ownership. He wanted his children to know right from wrong, not from a textbook, but from example. And even though he didn't live to see it, that example survived him. Because today the world knows the truth. Donna Adelson sits behind bars. Charlie will likely die there. Wendy remains under a long shadow of immunity and public suspicion. And Dan's moral compass, the very thing that mocked him, or that they mocked him for, is now the standard by which their actions are judged. If you step back and look at it from the perspective that he had, there's both tragedy and vindication. Tragedy because he paid the ultimate price for doing what was right. Vindication because every fear he had for his children was proven justified. He didn't want his sons raised by people who viewed empathy as weakness and manipulation as survival. And though his body is gone, his stand ensured they'll grow up knowing what moral courage looks like. In a way, Dan Markell's final act of defiance wasn't in a courtroom or a classroom. It was in how he lived. He refused to let toxicity define him. He refused to let fear rewrite his values. He refused to hand his children over to a family that believed love could be bought and integrity could be silenced. That's not a custody battle. That's a moral stand. And when you strip away all the noise, the headlines, the legal filings, the televised trials, that's what the story is really about. A man trying to raise good kids in a world run by people who mistake cruelty for strength. He was outnumbered, he was outspent, but he was never wrong. And now, years later, as the truth continues to unfold in courtroom after courtroom, the moral center of the story, the quiet heartbeat that keeps the case alive, still belongs to Dan Markell. Because the people who took his life have lost everything that mattered to them. Their freedom, their image, their control. But Dan, he lost his life, not his soul. If he could speak today, maybe he'd say something like this. I told you what they were capable of. And I still believe that the truth would outlast them. And it has. Dan Markell's life was about principle. His death was about corruption. And in the end, principle won. Give me your thoughts in the comments section. There's a lot of people watching this, I know, who are in a similar type situation. Maybe not fearing death, but in a dynamic where one side of a family, where a child comes from, is just like the Adelsons, the narcissism, the denial, the darkness, the manipulation, that will go to almost any length to get what we want. And it's never in the interest of those kids. And then there's a parent on the other side waving a flag going, wait a second here. We're looking out for the kids here, not your ego. And that's a battle that sometimes does not end until those kids turn 18. And those ties can be legally cut. And sometimes in cases like this, it ends in tragedy. Where the monsters cut short the life of the moral, principled one. Another reason why this case resonates with so many people. Tell me your story. Give me your thoughts in the comments section on YouTube. If you're not already there, if you're listening to us on the podcast platforms, thank you. We do appreciate that. Leave us a comment. Leave us a positive review there on Apple Podcasts. Also, check out YouTube. That's where you can comment on all of our cases and all the commentaries and all the stuff that we cover. Just search Hidden Killers with Tony Bruschi and you'll find us there. Until next time, I'm Tony Bruschi. We'll talk again real soon.
Want more on this case and others? Then press subscribe now and don't miss a moment of true crime coverage from Tony Bruschi and the Hidden Killers podcast.
SpinQuest Social Casino. It's Thanksgiving time. The turkey's hot and the family's loud. Instead of football, play a different game on your phone. Live dealer blackjack, craps, and slots. Play anytime, anywhere. SpinQuest.com. This Thanksgiving, gobble up a $30 coin pack for just $10. Come play today.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
Coda has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across Central Ohio. Starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the east and north sides, including the Easton and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal, Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at coda.com/service changes. That's coda.com/service changes.
SpinQuest Social Casino. It's Thanksgiving time. The turkey's hot and the family's loud. Instead of football, play a different game on your phone. Live dealer blackjack, craps, and slots. Play anytime, anywhere. SpinQuest.com. This Thanksgiving, gobble up a $30 coin pack for just $10. Come play today.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
Coda has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across Central Ohio. Starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the east and north sides, including the Easton and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal, Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at coda.com/service changes. That's coda.com/service changes.
SpinQuest Social Casino. It's Thanksgiving time. The turkey's hot and the family's loud. Instead of football, play a different game on your phone. Live dealer blackjack, craps, and slots. Play anytime, anywhere. SpinQuest.com. This Thanksgiving, gobble up a $30 coin pack for just $10. Come play today.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
Coda has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across Central Ohio. Starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the east and north sides, including the Easton and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal, Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at coda.com/service changes. That's coda.com/service changes.
Forget everything you had planned for this weekend because you are sitting on your couch and winning from the comfort of your own home. I'm here with SpinQuest, where you can play hundreds of slot games, all of the table games you love, and you could even win real cash prizes. New users, $30 coin packs are on sale for $10 at SpinQuest.com.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
Coda has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across Central Ohio. Starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the east and north sides, including the Easton and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal, Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at coda.com/service changes. That's coda.com/service changes.
I'm here with SpinQuest, where you can play and win from the comfort of your own home with hundreds of slot games and all of the table games you love with real cash prizes. Right now, $30 coin packs are on sale for $10 for new users. It's all at SpinQuest.com. That's SpinQuest.com.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
Coda has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across Central Ohio. Starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the east and north sides, including the Easton and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal, Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at coda.com/service changes. That's coda.com/service changes.
SpinQuest Social Casino. It's Thanksgiving time. The turkey's hot and the family's loud. Instead of football, play a different game on your phone. Live dealer blackjack, craps, and slots. Play anytime, anywhere. SpinQuest.com. This Thanksgiving, gobble up a $30 coin pack for just $10. Come play today.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
Coda has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across Central Ohio. Starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the east and north sides, including the Easton and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal, Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at coda.com/service changes. That's coda.com/service changes.
At Ability Chiropractic, we believe every child deserves to grow up healthy, strong, and connected to the incredible power within their own body. From infants to adults, our doctors specialize in purposeful chiropractic care that restores balance between the brain and body, helping you and your family live and heal the way you were designed to, naturally. Families across Columbus are choosing to build lifelong wellness from the start. Discover what true health feels like at Ability Chiropractic. Schedule your visit today at abilitychiro.com.
SpinQuest Social Casino. It's Thanksgiving time. The turkey's hot and the family's loud. Instead of football, play a different game on your phone. Live dealer blackjack, craps, and slots. Play anytime, anywhere. SpinQuest.com. This Thanksgiving, gobble up a $30 coin pack for just $10. Come play today.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
Coda has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across Central Ohio. Starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the east and north sides, including the Easton and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal, Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at coda.com/service changes. That's coda.com/service changes.